And now, a commentary from Chris Fitzsimon, the director of North Carolina Policy Watch.
Sadly, one of the few not-so-bad results of this year's disappointing legislative session was that a few especially regressive ideas brought up at the last minute failed, abandoned because lawmakers ran out of time or simply couldn't muster enough support to pass them. The Senate passed legislation last Monday night that would divert more funding from traditional public schools to charters, even federal money that pays for school lunches that charters are not required to provide, but the proposal stalled in the House. A push by Representative Paul Stamm to increase funding for the unaccountable private school voucher scheme failed, though it's worth remembering the final budget already included an increase in funding for the program. And maybe most importantly, a last-minute push by Stamm and others to strip local governments of the authority to ban discrimination in housing and employment and raise the local minimum wage failed too, in a surprising vote in the House Rules Committee. The fact that all those efforts failed is certainly good news, but it's tempered by the reality that they will all be back when the General Assembly convenes in April. I'm Chris Fitzsimon.